Well, again, we want to thank you for taking the time to listen to us today. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ, and I want to let you know that I've enjoyed having the chance to bring some short thoughts to you this week. My aim this week has been to encourage you. If you've been able to listen all week or just once, I hope the things that we have talked about from the Word of God have been encouraging to you. They sure have been to me. This week, we have used the thoughts of a children's song to make several points. The song is an easy one to learn, and kids generally love to sing it. The basis of the song encourages the children to be careful of their actions. And so far, we've talked about the importance of being careful with our eyes, to be careful of the things that we hear, to be careful of the things we say. And yesterday, we talked about the importance of our actions, or to be careful of the things that we do. Today, I want to build our thoughts on the last verse of that song, which says, "Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in tender love. So be careful, little feet, where you go." As we've said each day this week, it's a children's song, but we sure can't make application to ourselves as adults. And as we think about the thought of being careful where we go, I want us to start in the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 15. The verses before that talk about staying away from the enticement of sinners. And in verse 15 specifically, it says, "My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path." And if we turn over to Psalm 119 and verse 101, the Bible says there, "I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word." And you know, we can look at these two verses and understand that we make a choice where we go. We make a choice where our feet take us. And especially from that last verse in Psalm 119, that we have the ability to hold ourselves back, to make better decisions, and realize that some places we go can be evil and can lead us down the wrong path. And you know, if we go back to the book of Proverbs, a little bit later in the book, the writer spends a great deal of time warning a man to be careful of the temptation of an immoral woman. There are warnings related to lust and encouragement for him to keep himself pure. But in Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 8, listen to what the scripture says when it says, "Remove your way far from her and do not go near the door of her house." Now, as we think about that in particular, why would there be a warning about going near her house? Just walking down the street or walking close by doesn't mean that the individual is committing sin. And while we understand that is a true statement, the proverb writer is saying, don't even put yourself in that situation. You know, if you never walk down her street, you will never go to her house. It's almost as if the verse is saying our exact point today, and that is to be careful where you go. Indeed, that is true. You know, temptation is real and sin is real. Our ability to recognize it and to avoid it by not even going near it can help us greatly in our fight for what is good and for what is holy. So to recap what we've discussed this week, as God's people, we need to be ever aware of the challenges that the world has for us. In trying to serve the Lord and become more and more like Him every day, we need to guard ourselves. We can do that by heeding the words of this children's song that we've talked about so much, to be careful what we see, what we hear, what we say, what we do, and where we go. We would love to have you join us sometime for Bible study and for worship. You are a special individual, and I know that because my Lord died for you. We would love to meet you. We'd love to do all we can to encourage you to greater service in the Lord. If you'd like to join us sometimes, the Oakland Church of Christ is located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. If you're familiar with the area, that's just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are each Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study and 10:20 a.m. for worship. We also get together in the afternoons on Sunday at 5 p.m. for another period of worship, and then also each Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for Bible study. We'd love to see you at any or all of those services. We would consider you our honored guest and hope that we could meet you and get to know you a bit there. Hope you have a good day. We hope you have a great weekend, and may God bless you.